This is Right from the Deep.
I'm Karen Ball.
And I'm Erin Taylor Young. And this is the podcast from writers for writers answering the question,
why am I doing this?
As writers, editors,
and a literary agent,
we're in the deep with you.
We want you not just to survive here, but to thrive, to embrace the deep and find your truest story, your truest message. And we're going to do that by bringing you interviews, inspiration, and information specifically geared to encourage, refresh, and equip you in the deep.
You can get the episode show notes, lots more information and encouragement, and your free audio download.
Yay!
5 crucial ways to safeguard your writer's heart at writefromthedeep.com.
And here's the show.
Greetings, everybody. We are glad to have you with us. Today, we have something fun and a little bit different. Karen and I tried an experiment. It was a fun experiment. We tried recording on the go. So we're going to play that recording for you. We went to a super special place for us and for good reason, and you'll find out when you listen to it. And that's coming up right now.
Have fun.
Did you push start?
I hit start.
All righty, we're going.
Hello!
Hey, everybody. We are live here from a faraway beach, a secret cove beach on the Oregon coast.
By Brookings.
Yep, just about killed Karen on the way down. We haven't made her back up yet, so if we never record or post this, you'll know we didn't make it.
No, they won't, because if we don't record or post it, they won't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
All righty then.
Okay.
Okay, so why are we doing this? We specifically made a trip to the coast because the coast is something that nurtures us. It's something that Karen and I have in common, our love for being outside and hiking and the coast and the rugged wilderness.
And we've both been going through some deep times, some hard times, things that have been struggles. I've been going through the issues, health issues for my dad and health issues for myself and all kinds of things that just make you so tired. And you wonder, you know, is this all really worth it? So we realized that it was time for some restorative time away from everything, and we're here because this is the place that we wanted to come, and the sun and the water. You hear the ocean in the background. That's that kind of roar that you will hear. The tide is going out, fortunately, but yeah, this is just a beautiful place.
If the tide were going in, we'd be in a bit of trouble because we're in this little cave-ish place that we had to climb over rocks to get to. So we're hoping that we're not going to get our feet wet on the way back. So,
but why are we doing this? We're doing this to take care of ourselves. We're doing this to nurture our spirit and to nurture the heart. As writers, we get so busy doing, we get so busy writing and trying to meet deadlines and getting that word count and yada, 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 get that to-do list done. And we forget about savoring the gift of writing, savoring what God has called us to do and nurturing that gift within us so that we can write with creative passion and creative fervor, not because we've got to meet a word count.
So one of the things Karen and I were talking about this morning at breakfast, one of the things we thought that would be the most beneficial for us, first and foremost, how do we nurture the writer within? We start and end with God. It's
right.
God first on everything.
Yep. We look at book devotions. I mean, think about it. You're a lover of words. If you're a writer, you're a lover of words. So if you enjoy devotional words, we highly recommend Streams in the Desert by L.B. Cowman, the revised version by James Reiman. It's wonderful. And so find something that when you read it, something inside of you just goes, ah, and that's what Streams in the Desert does for me.
And for me, when I first wake up in the morning, I keep my phone right next to my bed. And the first thing that I try to do when I wake up is think, what's my Bible verse for today?
Yeah.
What scripture am I going to start with today? Before I think about anything else, I want to think your words first, God. What do you have for me?
Right.
And it gets my focus and it sets my perspective on God first.
It may be that what you need to do is to focus on the Creator's creation. Whether it's just going out with a cup of coffee and sitting and watching birds and listening to Him sing, whether it's, you know, going for a hike in the morning, focus on the Creator. Focus on His creation. Focus on the beauty all around you so that you can again get that spirit. Ah.
One of the things I love about focusing on the Creator is understanding that God's creativity never ends, and He made us in His image. And if He's the Creator, then we are little co-creators. We are little creators. And when we feel burned out, looking to God and understanding that He can never burn out just restores me. When I feel like, oh man, that last book I wrote, I don't have another one in me. I can't create again. It's like, no, God is eternal and ever creating, and He gives us that spirit, and
that's
we can keep doing that.
Now, one of the things that you need to think about is that it's okay to spend time nurturing yourself. It's okay to take time away for you. It's okay to have moments when you're quiet, to have moments when you're away from everything else, away from even writing. You have to take care of yourself. Author care, friends.
We're giving you permission.
Yes.
Here and now. It might even be an order.
Yeah. And if anybody challenges you, you just say, Karen and Aaron said I could.
We give you permission to do what nurtures you.
Right.
You can read, you can walk, you can be in nature. Find what feeds your story.
Find what feeds your spirit. And don't forget, please don't forget, that writing is a gift. Writing is something where God has said to you, I want to breathe this creativity into you that you may take it and breathe it into others. It's not like He's saying, okay, here's your task, and you're going to put your nose to the grindstone and your fingers on the keyboard, and you're not going to go away till you write 20,000 words today. That's not who God is. God is saying, come, enter into this with me.
And enjoy with me. You know what? What if today you wake up and God says, you know what? I don't want you to write words today. I want you to just sit down and listen to a worship song today, or I want to take a walk with you today. We want you guys to be okay with that. We want us all to be okay with that. It is not about getting your daily word count in. It's about following God and doing what He says every single day.
So stay away from the kinds of things that will steal your ability to nurture yourself. Stay away from comparing yourself to others.
That's
friends,
the killer.
That's death. Competition, comparing yourself, that's death on creativity, that's death on writers, and that's the wrong focus. That's putting your focus on yourself and on others when it should be on the Master.
And the journey that you have is going to be so different than the journey that everyone else has. Karen and I are walking along this beach. It's rugged, and sometimes we see footsteps, sometimes we don't, and we go our own ways, and we make our own discoveries, and each journey is so valuable in and of itself, and I can't take Karen's journey. Because Karen's journey is for Karen, and she can't take my journey.
Because I can't breathe that well. Because she's a runner, and she has different abilities, and I'm okay with that. I take my path.
And we each find the gifts that God has for us on the path that we have. And if we were in competition, it would not go well.
We would not please God. That's what we're concerned with. We're concerned with you not just enjoying this gift and not just savoring the gift, but we're concerned with you pleasing God. And you can't please God if you're feeling burned out and empty.
Exactly. One of the other things I think that's helpful is when you think about what is really a realistic goal. If you're going to get to the point where you're setting goals, and goals are good, there's nothing wrong with goals. I think that it's good to set a goal that's reasonable, that's bite-sized, that you can measure it, and it doesn't matter how little or big your progress is every day. If you do one small thing today, because that's what you can do today, that's awesome. Pat yourself on the back and
that's
say,
exactly
I did my job today.
And you know what? If you don't like setting goals, don't set them. Again, we're giving you permission. Do this however you and God do it best. It's not about how you should do it. It's about how you can do it best with God.
Okay, so we're watching a raven fly over our heads.
I actually think what just went over us was a hawk.
Oh, it might have been a hawk.
We're watching hawks flying over our head.
And we're being nurtured.
Yes.
We saw a seal. We saw two, no, three.
Three white seals.
And we might have a little picture of the little cute little seals looking at us. I don't know how this relates to you guys at all.
Well, how it relates is that when we see these things, you feel your heart smile. I feel my heart smile when we saw the seals. Just that little bit of wild in the midst of walking on this beach, that just delights me.
You know, I think that sometimes we make God a little bit too pansy, and
right.
God is wild. God is the creator. He's good, not safe, but good.
Right.
Like Aslan.
Right. So let yourself savor the gift. Let yourself do the things that will nurture you and that will restore you if you're feeling blocked, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling like you have to sit down and you have to put your hands on the keyboard and suffer through. You know, guys, don't do that to yourselves.
And what about if you're not feeling burned out and
right.
if you're not in the deep and if you're not
right.
tired? You know what? That's all the more reason to continue doing your author care things.
Right.
Because Robin Lee Hatcher said something on our last podcast. She said, these deep places are never going to come when you're ready for it.
That's exactly right.
But we want you to be prepared. So just get out there and nurture. Do what you need to do before you get in the deep. And boy, you'll go through it so much easier.
My husband, Don, talks about emotional deposits in the emotional bank, deposits and withdrawals in the emotional bank. And he says, if you're constantly withdrawing in order to deal with stress and to deal with the job and to deal with all those things, and you're never doing anything to put deposits into your emotional bank account, you'll end up bankrupt.
Oh.
And so you okay. have to make sure that you're putting enough back in to that bank account of emotional wealth and emotional richness in order to deal with the difficult times when they come.
Wow, and that's right there the sum of everything we wanted to tell you guys. Put those nurturing things into your bank account.
That's exactly right. So, heaven declares the glory of the Lord. And as we look all around us, we see His glory, we hear His glory. Close your eyes for a minute and just listen to the beauty of God's creation.
Not just beauty, that's power.
Amen.
Okay, so you guys heard that recording, so you know it's actually coming to you, so you know we did indeed survive.
Yes, we are still alive. It was a little iffy for a while there, between the clambering over rocks and going up inclines that were probably like this unbelievable climbing straight up the side of the mountain. It felt like it really wasn't that bad, but I didn't think I was going to make it. I'm dealing with health issues and limitations, but Aaron was a great cheerleader and we finally got to the top, and it was a sense of accomplishment. Once I was able to breathe again, it was a sense of accomplishment.
It's always good to breathe.
So you could look back. I could look back and I could say, okay, I did that. And for a lot of us, it's that same thing with taking care of ourselves. It means that we have to do things sometimes that are hard. It means that we have to buckle down, whether it's exercise, whether it's rest, whatever it is. Guys, we can't go running to the coast every weekend. I get that. But there are things that we can do.
One of the things I wanted to leave you with was the idea of taking a spiritual retreat. You might not, like Karen said, be able to go to the coast. I know I can't. But one thing I can do is I can plan a specific time to do a spiritual retreat. That was one of the things that I learned about when I was in college through InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. We actually had something that they called a retreat of silence. For me, that was hard because it meant I couldn't talk to anybody for 3 hours. It was a long time. But you know what? It was fabulous because it was a time of focused listening to God.
You know, and you don't have to do it for 3 hours. We can take little mini retreats in the course of the day.
Yes.
And back away from the computer, you can shut off all of the stuff that gives you access to the internet, or at least step away from it 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and just have some time to focus on God. Take a walk, look at nature, do anything other than sit at the computer and write. And as you're doing that, make your focus God and listening to what He has to say to you.
Another thing I think we can all consider is Sabbath days. We all have busy lives, and it's hard to think about setting aside an entire day for a Sabbath, but I challenge you to try to do that, to make that happen so that you can get away entirely from work. There's a reason. It's to get away from work, and it's to have time to focus on things like God, things like family, things that matter that aren't work.
Right. Another thing that you can do is simply live in the moment. Be aware in the moment. Look at the delights that God is giving you in the moments, whether it's your dog coming up to brush his nose against your hand and that little interaction there, whether it's somebody coming to hug you, whether it's you going to hug someone, even if it's a phone call from a friend, don't look on that as an interruption. Look on that as living in the moment that for some reason God has brought this to you, either because there's something he's looking to give you or something he's looking to use you to give to others. So live in those moments. Find the delight, find the joy, find the rest.
And understand that all of these things we're talking about, they might require a sacrifice. They might require some pre-planning. Maybe you have a friend who can take your kids, or maybe you can arrange something with your spouse. Whatever it takes, find a way, understand that it's going to be a little bit of a sacrifice, but make it a priority to do this.
Friends, if you don't take care of yourselves, nobody else is going to do it. And you have to remember God's number two command, love your neighbor as you love yourselves. And if we loved our neighbors the way most of us take care of ourselves, our neighbors would be putting our names on their hit lists.
Yes.
So you've really got to focus on taking care of the asset that God has given you as a writer, and that's yourself. You've got to take care of your heart, take care of your spirit, take care of your creativity, nurture yourself, and you'll find that you're more able to reach out and to minister to others.
Amen.
Thanks for listening today. We hope you found it helpful.
You might also like the backlist episodes, which you can find along with a free audio download, 5 Crucial Ways to Safeguard Your Writer's Heart, at our website, writefromthedeep.com.
If you'd like to support the show, and we would love it if you'd do that, you can contribute through the website.
To connect with us, go to the website or tweet us at KarenBall1, that's the number one, or Aaron T. Young.
So until next time,
embrace the deep.
Your writing and your life will never be the same.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, also, we forgot to say, don't forget the contest to win one of those beautiful new Inspire Art Journaling Bibles, courtesy of Tyndale House Publishers.
Yay,
Tyndale! This is the same Bible that Robin Lee Hatcher uses and creates such beautiful images to remind her of what the scriptures mean. So, if you've signed up for our newsletter, good on you! As soon as you see the May 23rd newsletter, check it out, because the directions on how to enter the contest are there. So, May 23rd, those of you subscribe to our newsletter, watch for it.